Okay, we will call to order the general session of the West Point City Planning Commission for December 11th, 2025. We have Joe, myself, Rochelle, Jeff, Spencer, and Adam are I'm going to say dismissed or excused. They're excused.
Dismissed.
Not dismissed, they're excused for this meeting tonight. We will say the Pledge of Allegiance, and Joe has graciously not turned me down and willing to say the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Father, in heaven, we come before this night at the start of this planning commission meeting. Give gratitude unto thee for our blessings. We're thankful for the chance which we have to meet tonight to discuss city matters. Thankful, Father, for the staff here that help prepare and guide us in our decisions. We pray, Father, that as we meet tonight, that we can build thy love. We're thankful, Father, for thy blessings and pray upon those who protect our city, who serve the city, that they may be blessed. We also ask a blessing upon the citizens that they might find joy and peace in this season. Thank you, Father, for thy son, and be thankful for his birth. We say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
And thank you, Joe. Okay, any disclosures from any of the planning commissioners? All right. Next section is public comment time. 2.5 minutes. Just state your name and the city that you live in. Make sure you speak clearly into the mic. We can't commit that we can answer any of your questions, so you'll just be talking to us. But if we don't respond, keep talking, even though it might feel a little weird to talk to people who are not speaking back to you. So the time's now yours for any public comments about any topic that you want to comment on. All right, well, Brent already took care of the people that had questions, so that was great. I'm going to assume people still don't email in, right? Or did they? I better not. The one time I don't ask, you'll have a comment. Okay, next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the November 13th, 2025 Planning Commission meeting. Hopefully, everyone had a chance to read those. And if there aren't any changes, we'll entertain a motion on those minutes.
Trying to find the. There it is. Make a motion to approve minutes from the November 13th, 2025 Planning Commission meeting.
Okay, got a motion by Jeff.
Second.
Second by Joe. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, thanks, Katie, for writing up those minutes. Next thing is the Planning Commission meeting schedule, which hopefully you guys all have a copy of. It's still the second and fourth Tuesday or Thursday, so that hasn't changed, correct? I think we saw this last week. I might not be able to make it to the April 9th one. I probably won't be able to make it to the April 9th one, but that's the only one I think that I'm aware of now. But obviously, through July, you never really know. Like the 23rd could cancel, but we'll just leave them on there in case we
You can
don't.
always cancel,
Yep.
yeah.
So, anybody have any concerns or questions about that next year's meeting schedule? And it's okay if you miss one or if you don't know Joe right now. I was going to be funny, like, let us know you can't cancel if you don't know. But okay. Well, if there are no concerns with that meeting schedule, we can entertain a motion for the meeting schedule. And everybody go at once, though.
Sorry, recommendation that we approve the 2026 Planning Commission meeting schedule as proposed.
All right, got a motion by Joe.
Second.
Second by Rochelle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, that is now our schedule that you can officially publish, right? All right, well, we have our one administrative item, so we'll let Bren take it away.
You're trying to set a record? Just kidding.
Yes.
Okay, this property is located at 855 North, 3000 West. They are seeking a conditional use permit for a detached accessory dwelling unit. And these are a detached accessory dwelling unit is a conditional use in the code if you meet certain requirements. And as we've talked about, a conditional use is basically a permitted use as long as you can meet the standards that are outlined. So they are proposing an 800 square foot ADU in the rear yard. 800 square feet is the max size that we allow. So they meet that requirement. It is in the rear yard, which is also a requirement. Has to be within 150 feet of the street, which they're showing that 150 foot line. So they meet that requirement. Has to be within 500 feet of a fire hydrant. Fire has reviewed this, and the hydrant is right across the street, right over here. So they're good. Setbacks are all met. They have parking requirements. The owner has to live on the property, which they do. Did I hit them all? The height's okay. Yeah, so they meet all the requirements as outlined in the code. That's what the building proposed to look like. And that's what I've got. So again, this is a conditional use. It's administrative, so there's no public hearing required. Essentially, if they meet the standards, then we approve. Any questions for me? And the applicant is also here if you've got questions.
I don't have any. I
don't have any. Right?
Yeah, if there are no questions, I guess we don't really need to ask the applicant any questions unless you had something burning that you wanted to tell us, but okay. Without any questions on that, we'll entertain a motion for item number 8. You can come up and ask a question. Just state your name and city.
Christy Watkins, Syracuse. Does this, I'm just wondering if we can get it tonight, the approval, so that we can, is that,
Yeah.
they're going to
The
vote.
decision right now is to
Oh,
approve or.
ahead of it. I'm
Yep.
sorry.
Yep.
Yeah, I
No.
apologize. I don't know. I've never been to one of these
No,
before.
you're good. Yeah. With this type of thing where it's administrative, pretty much we're just checking it to make sure it meets code standards. And that's kind of all we were going over right there. But yeah. Okay, we'll entertain a motion on item number 8.
You want me to do it, Joe? Make a motion to is this approval or
Approve, yes.
consideration? We approve.
Yeah, you approve it. It's not a recommendation, it's approval.
Okay. Make a motion to approve the detached ADU located at 855 North, 3000 West.
All right, got an emotion by Jeff. Second by Rochelle. Any other discussion on this motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Now you're approved. Better than a credit card. Did you get approvals for those without even asking? So, okay. We've done everything else. Let's get on to the Planning Commission commissioner comments. We'll start with Joe.
Thank you, everyone.
You don't have to talk a lot if you don't feel good, but.
Thanks, everyone. Great time getting to have Jeff and what he's like to teach and things I don't want to. I appreciate the time I've been able to learn from you.
Thanks for showing.
That sounded like an obituary.
Kind of feels like it. Yeah, I'm done, Joe. It's the last meeting. Yeah.
Do you want to amend your comments?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to amend my comment. Jeff, for all your questions and help teaching us and guiding us. So I didn't realize this was your last one. So it's been a great pleasure to serve with you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Yeah.
You're
Well,
up.
I have totally, look, in hindsight, enjoyed the opportunity.
I like that. I gotta write that down.
To really work and serve or be on the planning commission, and especially work with each one of you. I don't think you guys learned anything. Right. I didn't have anything to give, so to speak. I did have a lot of questions, so I was always asking the questions because I was learning, and I did learn a lot. And there's a lot to learn, and you gain a great appreciation for city government and the organization and the civility of codes and laws, and it's easy to say, keep politics or keep the government out of our business, and but it is nice because we do have an organized, developed city that we have clean water and our toilets flush, and our streets are, we can drive down them, and so there's a reason and a purpose, and it's great to be, it's been good to be a small part of that, and so again, want to thank Bryn. Troy's not here, but Bryn and Troy, you guys are amazing, and thank you for dealing with all my nuisance, I guess. But hope the best for all of you. So, thank you.
Well, thanks, Jeff, and I'll air echo what
Katie,
Brennan said.
sorry.
Just is
And
that
especially Katie.
making you look good, huh?
Right, she does. My goodness. All right.
Well, I appreciate all the time I spent with you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Because you've done what, two terms here, and you're on the council, which was at least one or two terms, right, on the council? I can't
I've
remember.
actually done one and a half of each, I think. So I filled a spot on the city council for a year and a half or some 2 years, I think, not quite 2 years, and then I think I filled Jake's spot on this. So.
Well, we liked having you along. I liked your comments. In fact, you brought up the one about the driveway, which was a really good comment on 800 North. So we definitely, I think we learned something. Yeah. Sorry to see you go, but and I liked your hindsight comment. I'm going to remember that forever. That was pretty good. But I have appreciated your time over here, and hopefully whoever comes in after, sounds like we'll have three positions. Two
Two
positions officially
yeah,
open.
two.
We've had one vacant for a while, so
Is he
no.
close on?
He says he's close. I'm not holding my breath, but yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll see you from time to time on the public,
Yeah, I'll
cover
come
some
and
of those
make some
public hearings.
comments and
Yeah.
make your night fun.
I think you should.
And
Yes, email comment. Email comment. Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your time out here.
yeah.
Appreciate your contributions, and thanks, Brent and Katie. And Katie said that the city bought these cookies, so I didn't feel bad about eating a whole one
You take them
because I
all.
know how much those cost, but I'm sure they're like the best cookies ever. I'm just too cheap most of the time, but I appreciate the cookies. And I agree with Jeff that we've had a lot of long public comment nights with a lot of controversial stuff, and we didn't end up on the news. So I think that's a win. In my line of work, a lot of times not ending up on the news is a win. So I know exactly how it feels to be on both sides of that. So thanks, Jeff, and thanks everyone else for coming. And we'll see what January 8th is our next meeting, correct? Okay, well, everyone have a Merry Christmas. Hope I enjoyed the Christmas party. I have not tried the chair out yet. Did you make it to the, if you didn't make it, I think they still have,
Yeah,
talk
you
to
made
Brandon, I
it.
think they still have chairs for you. So don't forget to grab that. So, but yeah, thanks to the staff for everything they do. They have a much harder job than we do, and I'm glad I'm. It's also fun to hear what you guys do, but to not have to have done it. So I think you guys do a good job. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.